say we did really well and it was brilliant. Shame you missed it.
Now, before we start, do bear in mind this is all theatre, right? So if I make you lot look a bunch of tits, I'm getting paid to do that. Don't take it personally, okay?
Thank you, Santa.
Right.
It's just like being married.
Santa gets paid to be here?
Of course. This shit for free.
I mean...
Hello!
It's the time of year for
Jesus Christ, Mary, I thought you were the professional. So, hello, everybody. Welcome to the big show. Yes, I'm Santa, and here to discuss the year's technology with me in fantastic depth is these five losers. Top left, it's Paul. How you doing, Paul?
Hello, Santa. How are you?
I'm tired, mate.
Really. You didn't answer any of my letters.
Really? Well, you should have been a better boy, shouldn't you?
I've been a bad boy this year.
And besides which, you shouldn't have sent them to the South Pole.
Yes, I should have, shouldn't I?
Are you taking the piss?
No, you make me talk like this, Santa.
Moving on. Jeff Gavitt, how are you doing, mate?
I'm doing good, Santa.
Now,
on a show with Santa at the same time. I'm really excited.
Yeah, you should be honored. Totally good. And how have you been? Are you all healed, Jeffrey?
I am all healed. I would show you, but...
Well, it's a clean podcast tag, mate. Don't do that.
Exactly.
Yes, absolutely. But all well and good.
Yep. I'm totally fully functional and doing fine again.
When you said you were getting it cut, I didn't realize you meant your hair.
Well, you know, I mix it up a bit every now and then.
Okay. Beneath him, even, it's Gaz Maz. Who the bloody hell are you?
I've no idea, but I'd like to know how many letters has Paul actually written this year to you?
3,379.
That's good. As long as we've got an accurate portrayal of the number of letters, then I'm happy.
That's 10 a day.
Yes. I hate you, Santa.
I'm going to get a restraining order. Next to him, it's Tom Merritt. How are you doing, sir?
Been better, you?
Yeah, exactly. Same thing. I've got to work. Yeah. I only work one day a sodding year, and it's looming large, I can tell you.
I want that schedule.
Yes. I could do with a bit of help, that's for sure. And
no elf, Santa.
No elf, thank you. And last but not least, it's Alex Fox. How are you doing, mate?
I'm doing well and honoured. I'm honoured to speak to you again this year.
It's all good. As usual, Christmas quiz, apparently. So here to kick it all off, we'll start with the round robin in order, as it is. But I just want to say that if any of you feel like leaving something out for Santa, and if you don't leave anything out for Santa, you get absolutely no sodding presents. So do be careful. Is Bristol Brewery, Bristol Beer Factory, Milk Stout. Rankin's left this out. It's jolly good, I can tell you. So leave this out with a mince pie. Well, no, keep the mince pie. I don't give a shit about the mince pies. But this is fine. What on earth have you got there?
Cock-a-hoop.
Did you get that from a sex site?
A sex shop, actually. But it's very nice beer.
That's really good. All right, start us off then. Top left is Paul. Pick a number between 1 and 20, Paul.
13.
Okay, so your first question, you've got to keep your own score, because I'm bollocks if I'm doing it.
Oh, crap, here we go.
Question 13. What issue beset GTA 5 almost immediately this year?
Crappy multiplayer crap.
No. That's not what he's saying. I'm throwing it open.
Oh, I think I know that.
Not for the first time tonight, I'm sure. Who fancies the right answer?
The online through the Xbox, it wasn't working, was it? It wasn't joining up to the online network.
That's not what's on the card.
Well, that's because your card's wrong.
Judge's decision's final. Bollocks. Next. What issue beset GTA 5 almost immediately this year?
Not enough prostitutes.
Fair enough. I'm with that one.
Yeah. Wasn't it the one when you got into some sort of garage and you couldn't get out again?
Oh, very close. I'll give you half a point there, Foxy.
All right. I've never even played it.
Anyone get the other point? Come on, chat room.
What did he say?
And you could block people in and steal all their money and all their cars.
No, no, no. The game stole the cars.
Oh, what's it? Stole the cars?
Well, you said it's about blocking in a bloody garage.
Yeah, that was the first part.
Let me just be clear here. If you want the points, you've got to have the answer.
Oh,
not,
that's always,
not just always, sit and make up some shit that you think sounds right.
Oh, is this not QI?
Well, I've only got the piece of paper that Rankin wrote, which it could be utter bollocks. Let's not rule that out, of course. next, then, is Mr. Gamut. Jeffrey, what would you like, sir? What number? Pick 1 and 20. Try and make a note of which ones have gone, by the way, because if you keep picking the same numbers that are already starting gone at the end, we're here all night. There's a couple of questions.
Go with 7.
There's a couple of questions in here that if you get them and you're American, God really hates you. EE released its 4G service in 17 towns across the UK in Q1 of this year. Can you name any 3 of the towns? I've got to say, Jeffrey, if you can name any 3 f***ing towns, I'll give you the points anyway.
Just remember, none of them were Norwich.
Hey!
All right.
They haven't got 3G in Norwich.
Let's go with Leicester.
Oh, that's a good guess, but it's true.
And
Norwich.
London.
Don't and talk shite.
Let's throw Norwich in there.
No, my ass, Norwich.
London.
And
since when does a cow?
Let's throw Cardiff in there, because Cardiff's just a fun team here.
Who the hell would release anything in Wales? Jesus Christ.
Well, they release sheep.
Exactly.
Doctor Who.
Yeah, tuberculosis.
Tuberculosis.
Said Jack Hart.
Bonus point to Foxy. Bloody bear.
It is QI.
Come on, Jeffrey. You've got Leicester. That's 1.
Oh.
Norwich is not in there.
Oh, all right. So let's say White Castle and Birmingham.
Birmingham?
Birmingham's not in there, no. White Castle? Where's White Castle? I thought that was a burger, isn't it?
It is.
So what on earth makes you think that Britain has a town named after a f***ing American burger?
I figured you're drunk. You wouldn't notice.
Oh, the point for noticing, then. Point for observation. Anyone else? Come on.
Well, London.
Was it Cumbria?
No, London didn't. Cumbria's not a town.
Launched it there.
You're well read.
Edinburgh.
No, no.
Manchester.
No, no.
Leeds.
The list is somewhat parochial, it has to be said. Bradford.
Really?
Chelmsford. Coventry.
What the hell goes to Coventry? Stratford upon Avon.
There's not enough people there.
We've got an EE store now. Does that count?
Doncaster.
Really?
Dudley. No, Dudley.
That's near you.
Dudley. Did I say it right? Dudley. Leicester. Luton.
James Hart got it.
Newport. Reading. Rotherham.
Preston Vasey.
St. Albans. Sunderland. Sutton Coldfield. Walsall. Watford. West Bromwich. Wolverhampton nil. Sorry.
And Norwich.
There you go.
So in other words, they launch it in every place they could that nobody could possibly need to use it.
Absolutely. For those of you that are American, those places probably have about 10 people that live them if you add them all together. So.
Yeah, but at least they'd be able to give a good service.
Exactly. So point to Jeffrey for Leicester. I'm quite impressed you even know Leicester exists. I tend to pass it every year, I have to say. You wouldn't catch me dead in Leicester.
You probably would.
Next, Gazmaz then. Gazmaz, pick a number, old boy.
14.
14, okay. In March, the White House agreed with 114,000 petition Americans on what sticky issue? I've had a few sticky issues this year myself, I can tell you.
Was that sticky a clue?
You try working 364 days a year and not getting yourself in trouble. no, the sticky issue's got no clue. It's just to give me a funny line.
It wasn't the health bill, was it, this...
No.
Free healthcare for everyone, was it?
No. What the hell has that got to do with technology?
I don't know.
Who?
It wasn't the one when they were going to not build the Death Star, but it was a very good idea if someone come up with
it. Oh, that's a rather good guess. You could win this on bloody bonus points, mate. It's an incredibly good guess, but it's the wrong answer.
Oh, okay.
Who's got the right answer? In March... I've lost the question. In March, the White House agreed with 114,000 petitioning Americans on what sticky issue?
Whether to ban the BTN.
During the White House blue?
No. This was...
Lester.
Third party.
Norwich.
There's no black men in Leicester. It's phone unblocking by third parties.
Wow.
They agree.
What's that got to do with technology?
cell phone unblocking. Got everything to do with it. They said that they agreed wholeheartedly that people should be allowed to unlock their phones without fear of criminal conviction. Because apparently it's a criminal offence.
We have kind of a messed up country.
Yeah, they certainly do. Christ, we got friggin' shops in Birmingham that'll do that.
Right, because it's legal.
Yes.
It's just not legal to circumvent copyright protection without authorization.
Yeah, that stops everyone, doesn't it?
Yeah, doesn't it? That's why we had the Boston cell phone party.
Boom, boom. Jolly good. I love a funny colonial.
I just love a colonial.
Well, what you do in your weekends is your own business, Gaz. Right, Mr. Merritt, your turn, sir. Pick a number between 1 and 20 and don't pick something that someone else has had.
1.
Good lad. What service did Nintendo announce would be added to the Wii U in January?
TV service?
No, I think this is a shit question, actually.
Silver service.
Well, I'll give you a clue. What service from Google did Nintendo ad would be YouTube. To the Wii. No.
Netflix. No, that's not from Google.
Navigate your way to a different answer, old boy.
Search.
Google Chat.
Maps. How about maps?
Navigate your way to a different answer, Mr. Merritt.
It's been said.
Navigate your way to a different answer.
Netscape.
And Street View. Jolly good. 2 points to Mr. Merritt. Well done.
Santa's I'm glad there's no favoritism in this show.
No. I can spot a star, you know. I can see them. I know who to kiss up to.
Tom, I think you're going to win.
We'll see.
It depends.
He's just got
to
make it
can
close
to someone
else,
though. Can I just donate my points to Tom now, just to make sure?
At the end of round one, how many points have you got?
Well, I haven't had a question yet, but other than
that... Oh, okay. Not at the
Tom's
end of round
on 15,
one. What's the score to beat?
I'm donating all my points to Sir Paul McCartney.
Oh, Jesus Christ, no. He'll sing, so he'll sing, whoa. He'll sing Let It Be again. Right, Foxy, pick another.
I'm going to have 20.
20. That's right at the bottom. Thank God I cut the finger out of these gloves. Who confirmed that they would be streaming 4K to some pre-installed TVs next month?
Well, I know Netflix are streaming 4K.
Well, it'd be a good idea if you said that as the f***ing answer then, wouldn't it?
Netflix!
Oh, jolly good. That was tough.
Wait, what question number was that?
That was 20.
The only one I missed is Jeff. What number did you pick, Jeff?
Tom, by the way.
7.
13.
Fellas, you're taking this a bit seriously. Not
the only thing I'm paying attention to is the numbers.
Not crossing the numbers off is what adds to all the fun at the end. That's where I get most of my lines from.
I want number 20 again then.
Totally good. At the end of round one, what scores do you have, Paul?
Note.
Oh, there's a surprise from Norwich.
Hey!
Jeffrey.
I have extra credit for Lester, so Lester, I have
one. Lester may be the swinging vote at the end of his tie, I'm telling you. Gaz, what the hell are you drinking out of? Have you pissed in that?
I have, yes. 5 points I've got.
How the hell have you got 5 points?
Because I'm really clever.
No, this isn't rugby. You don't get 5 for a try, you moron.
I've been trying all night.
Didn't you get your question wrong as well? Zero. Jolly good. Thomas.
Two thirds of pie.
Jolly good, two. And Foxy.
Well, I've actually got two and a half, but I'm giving them to Tom, so that's
a two and a half. Jolly good. At the end of round one, that's the scores. Round two, righty. Come on there, mate. Pick a number.
Number 11.
I need a drink here.
Carry on.
God, this beer's driving me mad. I have to drink with two hands.
Milk and cookies together. It's amazing.
Android KitKat was launched with the full backing of its manufacturer. Who is the manufacturer of KitKat?
Nestle.
Oh! Right.
Nestle. In my country, it's not.
Nestle, who used to be in Norwich.
Really?
Come on!
Yes. But now they're successful.
KitKat manufactured by Hershey's here in the United States.
No.
Nestle in Norwich. Come on.
I thought there was only Coleman's in Norwich.
I want to know, since when did it become Nestle? Because it was always Nestles when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
Oh, you just didn't know how to pronounce it. You were a little kid.
That was only because of the Milky Bar.
Am I right? That's all I want to know.
Yeah, you're right. 2 points. Jolly good.
Hello.
Oh, you get two for a right answer. Oh, dear.
Apparently the video's gone, so we're going to stop and start. I think I just started recording just as you said that, Paul. Jolly good.
Yeah.
Next, Jeffrey, pick a number.
20.
20.
Already done, already done.
You ruined it.
Netflix.
All right. 17.
The 17. How many PS4 consoles sold in the first 24 hours?
Oh, PS4. 350,000.
Wrong.
1 million.
1 million. Very good, Thomas. Very good. Did you know the answer there? Just guessing.
I clearly didn't have any faith in their ability to sell.
Very good, Thomas.
Are you sure the answer's not Leicester?
No, it's 1 million.
Norwich.
Did you know that, Thomas?
I did.
Did you happen to watch the news that day?
I did, as part of my job.
Jolly good. Jolly good. Keeping abreast of things. Jolly good. Who's next?
Santa said breast.
Abreast. Yes, absolutely. I love a breast. Gaspers.
Six.
Six. Six. What popular game was released this year and included the unplayable in some of its reviews? What popular game was released this year but included unplayable as some of its reviews?
I've got no idea.
Well, you should have been listening, shouldn't you?
I should have been.
Anyone?
Angry Birds.
Anyone?
Angry Birds. That reminds me of Leicester.
Which game is released and has unplayable?
Dame Judi Dench.
What? She game?
No, I hear
Monopoly.
I tell you what, because I totally would.
Gauntlet,
no.
Batman Arkham City.
No.
I don't know. Sim City.
Sim City.
Sim City was released on the PC and the mech, and it was totally unplayable, unquote.
Oh, I got the word city.
Sorry. Well, yeah, no points. No. No. I'm not cheating. Your name's not Merritt, is it? Was that Gaz who got it?
Tom Merritt and says my wife. Yes.
That was Gaz that got call again. Oh,
I'm going for a trend here.
Mate, I used to think it was Preston North End nil. Tom, pick a number.
Two.
Two, jolly good, jolly good. In which month was the PlayStation 4 officially announced?
March.
Mmm. That's close enough.
it was September.
April.
No, I don't want to get the nickname of cheating bastard. So no, sorry. Who else would like to guess?
August. February.
Tom's guess was rather good, but not right.
April.
No, it's February. February. Thank you, Paul. One point to Paul. Bonus point for Paul.
Blimey.
Get in there,
all we
Paul.
Have to do is say every get month of the year and you get a point.
Get in there, my son.
What, I get 2 points for that?
No, just one.
Oh.
Jesus, right. This beer gives you the shits.
Oh, Santa.
I finished one already and he brought two in with me. That was a horrendous miscalculation. Oh, hang on. There we go. Oh, that's okay. Whose question is it? Foxy's, yours.
I'm going to have 15.
Bigger number between 15.
I still have 15.
Who teamed up with Porsche Design to provide a $2,000 cell phone?
Porsche? Well, I'd say it's probably someone like BlackBerry.
Oh, good answer, yes. And they also lost $1 billion in that quarter. And yeah, they blamed it on the failure that I'm talking. they blamed it on the failure of the Z10.
There you go.
BlackBerry are screwed, surely.
They always were.
Yes. You put a German in charge of things when there's no Poland nearby, you're stuffed.
Oh, political Santa.
Thank you. I've been working on that joke all week. whose turn is it? Oh, is it at the end of the round?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, well, the scores? Scores, please. Righty?
3 for me.
3, oh, good. Jeffrey?
500.
Yes, jolly good, well done. Gazmez, stop showing your cock.
No, I'm pointing at my score.
Oh, 0, yes. I forgot about that. Preston North End and Gazmez, 0. Thomas?
3.
3, jolly good. And Foxy?
I actually got 6.
Oh!
Let's say that doesn't count, because I'm giving them to Tom.
How the hell did you get to 6 after 2 questions?
Well, because I kept getting bonuses.
You only get 1 for a bonus.
Yeah, I know, and I've got 2 of those.
Righto. Okay. At the end of that round.
Moving on.
Those are the scores. Righty. Do it again.
Four!
I wish I hadn't forgot my fags. What's 4? Which mobile OS was released in January 2013, sorry, at CES? Which mobile OS, I'll try and read that as one question instead of 5. Santa. Which mobile OS was released in January 2013 at CES?
Windows 8.1?
No. There's a surprise, being as the fact that it was only released last month. Have you been asleep?
Yes, in Norwich.
What OIS was released in January 2013 at CES? Mobile OS. Mobile being the operative clue.
It's not an iOS, is it?
How about Windows Mobile?
That's a fantastic guess, however wrong it is.
Oh,
BlackBerry
7 points for me. BlackBerry 10. Key Lime Pie, which never came out.
No.
No idea. Firefox.
Yes.
Oh, well,
don't choke on your beers. Don't choke on your beer, Gazmez. You got one right.
Oh, no, God, I've got a point.
Totally one bonus point.
As did the rest of the world.
Exactly. Exactly, Jeffrey. Bonus point for forgetting the rest of the world. Jolly good. Did anyone actually install that on the device?
I didn't know you could.
No?
Yeah.
What's it go on, an Android thingy?
I thought about turning the sledge into Android. Bad. Tell you what, the interface, unbelievably bad. Doesn't accept SCSI.
WebOS, right?
Pointless, exactly. I can't. It doesn't work with the Palm either. No point. Who's next, then? Jeffrey, your turn.
Let's go with 9.
9.
Ooh, good number.
Jeffrey, I have to say, of all the questions that are in these 20, you've picked the wrong questions.
I'm on a roll.
The UK government announced what for your dog by 2016?
Marriage license.
Those rumors are true, by the way.
How about Wi-Fi for your dog?
Yes, that's right, yes. Because the UK government has got such shit backing of Wi-Fi that it's decided to turn all the dogs into Wi-Fi hotspots.
There you go.
Do you think you're wrong by any chance, Jeffrey?
No, I don't. I've seen how the British government works.
Would you like to change your answer?
Wi-Fi dogs.
I've told you you're completely f***ing wrong. Would you like to change your answer?
Fine. I'll change my answer. How about wireless chips for tracking?
Oh, you Googled that totally.
No, I totally just pulled that out of my
head. No, you just Googled that on a slow connection. It was coming up one line at a time, just like Netscape used to.
It was Telex.
No, really, I pulled it out of my ass. But
I heard there was room.
Which is much like Google.
Right. Okay. Yes, bonus point then. There you go. You can have a bonus
point.
Bonus point for your own question. Because you totally cheated. Disgraceful. Right, Gaz, go ahead. Pick a number.
10.
IFA in September. That wasn't part of the question, by the way.
Oh, that's a shame.
At IFA in September, Microsoft acquired Nokia's hardware and services business for $5 billion. But the question's got absolutely f*** all to do with that. Which European city hosts IFA? Aha!
You Munich.
Thought, that's a good guess.
But wrong.
But completely wrong.
I thought it was in Germany, isn't it?
Anyone?
Like Düsseldorf.
Anyone?
Other than Düsseldorf.
Where's IFA held? Come on.
Bonn.
Malta.
No.
Munich.
Paris.
I've just said Munich.
Barcelona.
You're thinking of beer.
Barcelona.
Valencia.
That's neuro-linguistic programming at work there.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on.
Sofia.
Berlin. Jolly good. Well Googled, Merritt. bonus
that was
point.
One of my answers from that.
Bonus point for being fast on Google. Excellent work. Got nothing to do with getting the question right, but midway through the round, it's looking like it's going to be close. Oh, yes. Very exciting stuff, this. Can't believe how excited I am. I've got wood. It's that exciting. Thomas, you're next.
Three.
I should have figured out that Gaz wasn't going to get it one right at this point. Question three. Which company took a $312 million loss in 2012 Q1 to a $35 million profit in quarter one 2013 even?
That's
a toughie.
That would be Commodore.
Oh, that's a very good guess. If I'd have asked the question 40 years ago.
Didn't Sony make a loss and then come back to a profit?
Oh, Mr. Fox! have you looked at my f***ing answers?
No, I just remember Sony making a loss and coming back with a profit.
You've hacked into Rankin's computer, haven't you?
It annoyed so many people.
What does the Fox say?
The Fox says Sony, and the answer is, our survey said, bloody hell, he's right. Bonus point to Fox. Incredible. Wow. He's a walking, knowledgeable shoebox.
There you go.
I don't know what shoebox can do that. Foxy, it's your question as well. Ask a question.
I'm going to have my age, which is 18, if that's all right.
18. Edward Snowden revealed the extent of the NSA's PRISM program this year. That's PRISM, not prison.
PRISM.
Which Edward Snowden's looking to try and find. But what does GCHQ call its snooping system? That's one of those questions where the first part has absolutely to do with the real question.
I agree. What do they call it?
Edward Snowden revealed the extent of NSA's prison program this year, but what GCHQ call its snooping system?
You know what? I can't remember. I know. That's the news on Sunday.
That's a very good guess. Yes.
News of the World, that's our snooping system.
It's called Rebecca Brooks, because you'd go to every extent you possibly could to hide that affair, wouldn't you? Jesus Christ. I've seen some ugly women in my time.
Santa.
Anyone else then? Because he's got the wrong answer. It's not the news on Sunday.
Her Royal Majesty's the news on Sunday.
Is that the only paper you know? Okay. No, the Fox has told you. No.
Is it a world?
No, it's called Echelon.
Is it?
Hey, we already used that.
The GCHQ program's called Echelon, apparently.
Huh. Stole that name.
They stole the name. Stole your system.
CIA's program back in 2001.
So you're right for stealing off information, then.
But what a horrible name to use for something like that.
It's obviously really memorable, then, isn't it?
I'm going to get too much beer on this beard because it's rented. Oh, dear. Whose turn is it?
Oh, someone else's. That's the end of the round.
That's the end of the round. Right. I have to do a special thank you because, in all seriousness, this is important now. Ewan said this is really important, so it must be important. Darren Rowley has donated some money to the British Tech Network. He's led the charge, as it were, towards new technology and fantastic equipment here in this wonderful, beautifully appointed studio. It's a bit of a shithole, actually. Don't tell him I said that, though. He's donated $100. Darren Rowley donated $100. He is a man amongst men and an absolutely fantastic bloke. A round of applause for everybody. Stop what you're doing. Stop the car. And a round of applause for Darren Rowley for a $100 donation to BTN. He's a wonderful man. Thank you very much. And that'll buy lots and lots of milk stout for me for next year.
Singapore dollars?
No, that's American dollars.
Okay, it's not Bitcoin.
That was the only downside. He was American. But there we go. And also, Rick McCorriston.
Nice beard.
Rick, yes. He's got a Jufro as well. Rick McCorriston, who donated a laptop for the green screen this week to fix it all. There we go, see? Superb.
Thank you, Rick.
So well done, Rick, and well done, Darren. Superb. Executive producer Darren Rowley this week.
Good boy.
Wonderful, wonderful man. If you'd like to donate to the British Tech Network, then you have to send it to PayPal at bageltechnews@gmail.com, apparently. So the bar's been set pretty high. Thank you very much. End of that round, then. Let's have the scores. Righty, what are your scores?
3, Santa.
Based on the eye roll there, have you been drinking, boy?
No, just disappointment and humiliation.
At having how many points? I missed it. I wasn't listed.
3, Santa.
3, jolly good. Jeffrey, how are you doing on Leicester?
Oh, I think I'm 4.
Really? Jolly good. Excellent. Gazmez.
Well, I think I've got 1, but I Googled the answer, so it should still be 0, really.
Well, that's very honest of you. Bonus point for being honest.
Oh, that's 2, then.
Yeah, so I always tell my children, if they tell the truth, then the punishment's half as much.
Thank you, Santa.
Yes. Merritt?
Well, I had 4, but I donated them to the Remembrance Fund for Peter O'Toole.
Yeah, jolly good cause. Excellent. Get a bonus point there for remembering that, then.
I have 1 now.
Good man, yes. Lawrence of Arabia, quality film. Absolutely quality film. Piercing blue eyes. Shame there was no music at the start, though. I thought it was a bit boring. And Foxy, what the hell are you drinking, man?
I have 7, and I still think Jeffrey Barnard is Unwell was his best piece of work.
Never saw it.
Okay.
Tour de force.
Yes, jolly good. There you go, at the end of that round.
Those are the scores.
Righty. How many questions have we had? 3? Last round then. Last chance to win. So double points now then. Just like the Formula One World Championship. Try and make it a bit more interesting and not such a boring piece of shit.
Gazmez, you still can't win. All right.
Oh, yes. Come on, righty. Come on.
Can I say a 3?
As Ewan would say, I like coming from behind.
Oh,
absolutely. Whoa. Oh, dear. Oh,
can we make the 3 has already been picked noise?
7. Oh. No, I've got 7. No, 9. No, 9's gone. I've got my beer. 8.
What did Microsoft climb down on this year after the launch of a competitor's product?
A naughty step.
I'm well aware of the fact that you need to need that narrowed down, but what Microsoft climbed out of this year after the launch of a competitor's product?
playing second-hand games on their console?
Jolly good, yes. DRM and the second-hand games market for Xbox. Region-free coding as well, that'd have given you a point for. So 2 points to you. Well done, righty.
Thank you, sir.
Have you had a chance to see an Xbox One yet?
No, not yet. I've seen a PS4, but not an Xbox One.
Hey, if you keep taking the piss out of my voice, I'll f***ing hang up.
Paul, keep doing it.
You George will be sad that I can't help.
I didn't sit and work on this voice for this long so that you could take the piss out of it with a Norwich accent.
I find it really nice that this really, you know, old Scandinavian has got a really posh, drunken English Eton voice. I don't know where he got it from.
If I wanted to speak with a Norwich accent, then I got my mother to shag his sister.
Hey. We've got an agreement, Santa. You know we've got an agreement.
No, Alex. You know everyone was educated at Oxford.
I think you'll find you've got an agreement with Rankin, not me.
Well, I know I was.
Jeffrey, for God's sake, save us. Pick a number and don't say Leicester.
19.
No, 19.
Congratulations.
That was the average age.
What number did I just pick?
Of girls I've slept with in the last 12 months. Oh, dear.
Oh, God,
Santa. It's higher than Berlusconi's, for f***ing sake. 19. Who had their first satellite launch in November of 2013?
In November 2013, that was India.
No.
China.
No.
Norwich!
Iran.
It was Norwich.
Wait, Leicester is launching satellites now?
Yeah. You've just Googled it and got Norwich. Change your search engine.
If Norwich is not an answer tonight, I'm really upset.
I don't think Norwich actually comes up when you go to Google.
Why?
I think it's under the porn filter, isn't it?
No, it just keeps linking to itself. Who had their first satellite launch in November 2013? You're not looking for a country here. You're looking for a company.
Oh. Do well, someone do it.
No. Oh. Oh. Hasbro. Come on, Merritt. You know this.
VTech.
Hasbro. Bonus point for Hasbro.
I'll take that.
Samsung.
It's not a chat room. Come on. It's not a country. It's a company.
So who, it's a trick question.
Who launched their first satellite in 2013, November? Scotland's not the name of a f***ing company, Mac.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Scottish Widows.
Come on, Mac James, sorry.
You're joking. State of RBS.
Well, Sky, their first, yeah, very good.
SpaceX is the answer.
Who?
SpaceX.
Big company, then.
SpaceX really? Are a company.
Did they have one up yet?
They got it up this year. Yes, absolutely.
I thought they would have gotten it up sooner.
Elon Musk finally got it up in November.
Yep.
There you go.
Catching on fire.
That's a headline. Good grief. Thank God for Cialis. Who's next? Oh, it's Billy No Points.
I've got 2 points.
Only because you f***ing cheated.
Well, yes, absolutely.
All right, come on, Gazmas. Pick a number so you can not cheat to the answer.
5.
Which tech firm said it was going private with a $2 billion loan from Microsoft in February? I can guarantee you Merritt's going to get this. He's waiting there. I can see him.
Mr. Merritt, sir.
He's ready to pounce.
Just could you pass the answer to me?
No, I think he wants it for himself. He wants to beat Foxy.
See? No one's going to beat Foxy.
Which tech firm said it was going private with a $2 billion loan from Microsoft in February? It actually completed the deal, I think, about October, but...
No, I don't know, I'm afraid.
Thomas?
Dell.
Good lad.
Dell?
Bonus point for Dell. Yes. Michael Dell bought it back, didn't he?
I was mouthing it.
It was $24 billion.
There's no good you mouthing it because the
video thought you were saying, what the hell?
Jesus Christ, the speed of this video feed and you were mouthing it. He might have it next week.
But thanks. Thanks for the thought.
45 second delays, lightning speed here.
I appreciate the effort.
They've only just started trying to answer it in the chat room. That's quite funny.
Mac Jim's still answering the question BlackBerry from about 25 minutes ago.
Right. Norwich.
British Tech needs a satellite for this feed, says Tone. Good point. Good point. Well done, Thomas. Excellent job. And it's your question now.
Good. All right. I'll take number 16.
16. How many Xbox One consoles sold in the first 24 hours, then?
1 million.
Ah, correct. Jolly good.
Screw it, Sam.
The answer to everything.
I got to say, I saw there, and I thought, is it strange that they're both the same figure?
Well, they only had 1 million to release on the first day, each of them.
Was there some manipulation of the figures, perhaps, there? Mm-hmm. Couldn't be less than a million now, could it?
Could it?
Not like that could ever happen.
Which was released first, Xbox One or PS4?
PS4 in the US was released first.
Yeah, so Xbox had to just get the same number, surely.
But there were different countries. The Xbox launched in more countries.
Surely, if you're going to go second, you're going to make up a bigger number than the same number. You'll say 1.1 million.
That's their mistake, right? Yeah.
Loosely translated, that's if you're going to cheat, do it properly.
Exactly. Guys, are you learning?
No question.
I am.
Oh, dear me. And Foxy, last question goes to you.
Well, it's number 12, isn't it?
Is it? I don't know. Track. Which popular game franchise took to the high seas this year? Which popular game franchise took to the high seas?
One of two. I mean, it's either a shooting people or it's that one where you build your own civilization thing.
Rogering the Cabin Boy. Now, there's a thought.
Right. So I will say one of the shooting ones. So let's say not Call of Duty. What's the other one called? I don't know. Black Ops. One of those.
Call of Duty Black Ops became a bunch of pirates.
Yeah. All right. So we won't say that. I have no idea. I don't play games. I'm not a child.
Sim City became unplayable because
know it.
California Games on the Atari Lynx. Come on.
Do what?
Apparently, Assassin's Creed. I don't know if that's real.
Assassin's Creed. Point to the chat room.
Yeah, well done.
Bronwyn in the chat room gets a bonus point. There we go.
Do you shoot people in Assassin's Creed? That was close.
Does that mean that?
The clue's in the name.
Well, I don't know. You might run them over with a car.
Does that mean that Bronwyn's beaten gas? You know you're shit when someone beats you in the chat room.
Or you've paid a lot of money for the privilege.
I got to get this voice back because it's borrowed as well. Right, that's the end of the thing. This podcast and all the others is brought to you by UK2.net. Fantastic bunch of people. I've got Santa's website and my email stuff through them as well, and they're bloody marvellous. If you send an email to santa.com, then
Santa.
Yeah, I've been down in London this week. Santa.com, then it comes straight through. No messy, goes right through the servers, no issues. All hosted by UK2. They're absolutely fantastic. And the beauty as well is I get co-location services. So I'm zigzagging around all over the place. Oh, just to point out as well, by the way, I won't be coming over to the US this year. No presents for US children. Awfully sorry. Apparently the TSA reckon that my sleigh looks like a cruise missile, so I can't come. Sorry, blocked from US airspace.
I'll let my nieces know.
Do that. And blame TSA Bob, apparently. It's his fault. But UK2.net, absolutely fantastic. Beautiful firm, wonderful people. And I got paid to say that.
So this is the last Christmas quiz we're having. Right.
I hope so. Christ, the rate he pays me. Right. Okay. Have we got a cool thing? Am I supposed to do the cool thing or not?
Well, no one told us, but never mind.
And then we'll do the scores, because I know it's nail-biting. The chat room is nearly boiling. It's so uptight.
All I can suggest is Tom gives his score first, so all of us can know that we've got to go lower than that.
Well, there's no problem for my score.
That's true. Same there, yeah.
My score is -6.
That's a good score. Yeah.
Jeffrey can't count. Really good.
But I'm donating it to Hero Tool.
Have we got a cool Christmas thing or a cool Christmas message? Writer, you look a twat with that in your head, by the way.
Oh,
Let's just start off. We'll just start off.
Sorry, with saying, Santa.
No, it's not a Mac anything, but the iTunes giveaway thing, 12 Days of Christmas, is available to download now. I know you won't get anything to start off with, but it's nice to know that it's on your phone, so it will automatically start when the time comes.
Right. No, you can get something right now, can't you?
Yeah,
you
I did look at that and I didn't want it, so I didn't want to mention that.
Let's start with Alex then, shall we?
That will be it then. 12 Days of Christmas. Go and get it now.
Santa hates a queue jumper.
Yeah, you said, has anyone got? You didn't say.
I said, right.
Yeah, you said that after
all right,
I started.
So talking. Foxy has 12 Days of Christmas. Right, have you got anything?
Yep. I've got all this sort of crap sitting around my house. This is a solar charger, battery pack thing for all of my iPhone 4, 4S, all that sort of stuff. I got this, which is a little adapter, which I can put into anything that I own. I can charge anything I want. It was 99p, free delivery on eBay, and now all of my 30-pin devices I can charge straight away. 99p, free delivery. Is that a cool thing? That's a bloody cool thing.
Can you charge dog?
I can charge dog. I can charge Delia Smith. I can charge...
I'll tell you what, Pete, I'd have to charge... I'd charge Delia Smith as well.
Exactly. I can charge the population of Norris. Look at this. 99p, free delivery, all my 30-pin devices...
Should have spent the money on your f***ing internet connection, mate.
Santa, you've ruined all of my dreams.
Well, but anyway... I never visited that room. Yes, I didn't do anything. I haven't touched anyone. Operation U-Tree is completely up the wrong chute there.
So, writing a report after this communication.
Jeffrey, was that a pick? Jolly good. No, Jeffrey, what have you got for us, mate?
All right. What I found is, okay, picture having a pet dog, really wanting to know what your dog is thinking.
Have you seen Mrs. Claus?
Have another beer. It always helps. So where was I? Oh, dogs and understanding what they're saying. There's actually a company that has developed a harness that goes on your dog's head and it picks up brain waves or something and then translates that into spoken words. So your dog can be sitting next to you, and out of the little speaker on this headset thing, it will tell you that it needs to go outside to pee, or that it's hungry. And no kidding, there's a company that has actually developed this.
Jeffrey, did you ever to me a lobotomy last week?
They were doing two for the price of one. That was local.
You know, this was in a film called Up, right?
So, no kidding.
Really?
There's a company that's... Now, it doesn't actually...
There's only one problem with the link you've given us, by the way.
It's the dog is saying into... Okay. It doesn't translate the dog's thoughts into the words that would be exactly what the dog is thinking, but it picks up on things. So, like, if your dog needs to go out, then it will play a pre-recorded message.
How does it know? Yes, this is my next question.
Surely, isn't it better just to have a sensor by the back door that when the dog goes to it, it goes, the dog's trying to get out?
The first warning I get when the reindeers want to shit is a face full of it. So, what? How on earth does this know that the dog wants to pee?
I have no idea.
That's the difference between dogs and your reindeer, Father Christmas. Dogs are great.
You put the link... Dog, it's a Raspberry Pi thing, is it?
Yes. It's programmed off of a Raspberry Pi, and I don't know exactly how it works. But the objective was to find something cool.
So
there you go.
We have supercomputers in the world, and someone's figured out how dogs talk using a Raspberry Pi.
Yeah, how about that?
Well, I never.
Do you like pie?
That's all that was missing. You were right earlier on. You said four squared pi or something, Tom. Very good. Excellent pick.
Tom gets bonus points.
Bonus points, yeah.
I'm donating all my points to Fox.
Have you seen this picture?
Well, no one can because it's gone offline again.
Yeah, exactly.
can imagine.
You'll have to describe it, Santa.
Paint us a word picture, Santa.
It's a torturous device. Unbelievable. The collar. And there's a little electrode. Is this like Andrew Garthwaite's thing?
Supposedly, it's picking up the neural patterns of the dog, can recognize which ones have to do with going to the bathroom.
As it bashes its head against the back doors, it's trying to get out to go to the toilet. Yeah.
It's got an incontinence pad on it that as soon as it gets wet, it lets you know the dog needs to go out.
Has it got a voice pattern? So when it looks up at you and it says, take this f***ing thing off.
You can only hope.
I look like a cat. Sorry,
because cats wear high-tech headpieces, of course.
Gazmass.
Right, I know this isn't a Mac show, but I'm going to show you my new Mac Pro that I've been... Oh.
No, you're lucky Ewan's not here. He would have really taken offence to that.
It's not a Mac Pro, is it? But this is a 5-litre keg of beer from a local brewery. So that's my pick.
Oh, happy birthday. I won't say when, but happy birthday.
Ewan did say to me that he got something on a calendar for about 2 days ago that says Gary's birthday.
Honestly, yesterday.
He had no clue who it was. Was it you?
Yeah, so that's my Mac Pro. Here you go.
It's very good. Excellent, excellent pick. And Thomas, what do you have for us?
I've been messing around with this app called Heyday that just came out. And what you do is you give it access to your photo library on your phone. And you can even give it access in other places. And then it kind of gives you a, like, what happened on this day in history. Look at the past. So today's kind of a crap day for me. 2 years ago, I was at Acre Coffee in Petaluma, California. But some days it's like, oh, today was the day you were at the holiday party last year, and here's the pictures you took. Or you were on vacation, here are the pictures you took then. It's kind of a cool little look back at the, you know, stuff from your photos and surfacing photos you might have forgotten. It does little collations of them sometimes into different pastiches here. This is one for tomorrow from a year ago with a bunch of the pictures of the dogs and stuff. But it's not revolutionary. It's not going to change the world or anything, but it's kind of nifty to mess around with.
Has your dog got a headpiece on in any of those pictures?
No. I have no idea when the dog ever wants to go out to the bathroom because I have no electrodes attached to its head.
And no idea what that dog's saying.
If only there was a way.
Right.
Officer, I have no idea why my dog became suddenly vicious.
I refer you to the answer the honourable gentleman gave a few moments ago.
Oh dear. Okay, let's descend into that. Fox, you've already done your pick. Righty, you've done your pick, so it's my pick. The problem is I can't find it. I had it earlier on, but I can't find it now. It's on Amazon.com and .co.uk, and it's a helicopter, but instead of the name of the helicopter, it's got the word f***. So you can actually tell someone this year that you've bought them a flying f***. And you actually give a flying f***. It's $29 in the UK, in the US store, and it's £20 in the UK store. And I can't find the link, unfortunately, but there you go. You can tell. So the thing about Christmas is it's about showing your loved ones that you give a flying f***. There we go.
Yeah, but surely if you don't give it, then you're showing that you couldn't give them.
Well, exactly. Maybe it's a bigger present entirely.
You give them something else. I found it. Means you couldn't give them.
It's an anti-present.
That's an anti-present, absolutely. Yeah. Give it to your auntie. Very good. Yes, give it to your auntie. Show her that you give
in Norwich, you call that your sister.
Foxy!
We're in danger of starting a scurrilous rumour here about Norwich. If it wasn't the fact that it was started about 400 years ago.
Only 400?
Yeah, mate. You start a centre.
Christ, this beard's pissing me off.
Even the Church of England took an extra 200 years to bother going to Norwich.
Right. We'll be back again tomorrow with the...
Who won?
Oh, yes, the points, the scores.
Tom, go first.
I'm sorry.
I'd
empathise with all the listeners there in Who Gives a Shit. Righty, what did you score, mate?
Tom gives a shit because he's won.
No, I have 0 points. I gave 4 of them to the late Peter O'Toole and 4 to Foxy.
Ah, right. So, Righty, what did you get?
Was it 6 points for Norwich?
You got 6 points for Norwich. That's more than they get all f-ing season.
I want an extra point for not coming from Norwich.
Sold. I moved the whole operation, you know, from the North Pole to Basingstoke. The lap dancing clubs are so much better. So much better. The pole dancing is just incredible.
Like lap with 2 P's or 1?
Lapland as in lap dancing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, so much better. And I'm moving on to China next year, I think.
Six from Norwich. Come on.
I tell you what, this job, I took this on about 6 years ago. I took over from that bloke, Tim Allen. What a mess that was in then. Jesus Christ, he's a light, the way. Absolute bastard. Jeffrey.
I think I had like it was either 800 points or -7.
Okay, it wouldn't be 800 because I've got
so somewhere between the two.
So go with -7.
God, this voice is killing me. I've got it on loan. Gasmas,
what are you? I got 9 points.
Did you bollocks?
Yeah. All right, 2 then.
Even that's a leap. Mr. Merritt.
Again, 0. 4 I gave to the late Peter O'Toole and 4 to Foxy.
Yeah, and you got a bonus point for giving those to the Peter O'Toole as well, so that's 9.
Yeah, I gave one of those to Foxy.
Excellent. And Foxy?
Well, the thing is, I officially got 8, but as I'm giving them all to Tom anyway, that is quite irrelevant. I just wish to thank Tom for being here from all of us in Britain. It seems to be what happens to that. We need to do an award ceremony, and everything goes to Tom just to keep...
I would like to add as well my own personal comment to that, Tom. If your gorgeous wife is up too late and still sees Santa when I get there, I'm totally okay with it.
I'll be sure to lock the door.
Okay.
I think Tom also wins best kept beard on the show award.
I notice you have a chimney behind you there.
I do.
Yes. Keep that clean. I don't want to get myself dirty.
Lock that up.
Oh, no. Where can we get hold of you then, Righty?
You'll get me at Paulums on Twitter and doing some business at the BritCent Network. You know that website?
Yes, really good reviews. Superb, spangly reviews. I bought something based on your review only a few weeks ago.
I'm sorry, Sarah.
I'm sorry. I'm lying. I just thought it would be good to reinforce your blog. That's all. Jeffrey, where are you, sir?
I'm hiding out at macobserver.com and on Twitter and app.net. I'm Jay Gamut at both places.
Excellent.
And Fresh Brew Tales. That's when I'm hanging out at coffee shops. And clearly, I need to get out to England so I can party with Santa.
Yes, I'll be at the Bash, even.
The Bosch.
I'll be at the Bosch.
He
went very middle England, didn't he?
Bloody hell, Santa.
I'll be at the Bash. Yes, I'll be there July 5th. Tickets go on sale in the new year.
So. Isn't it a bit warm for you then, Santa?
No, I'll be wearing my leather thong.
Of course.
Yeah,
all of it?
As one does.
Scrub that image out of your head. Gazmaz, where are you, sir?
Gazmaz.com. Gazmaz on Twitter.
Excellent. Nice. Mr. Merritt, where are you?
TomMerritt.com, 2 hours, 2 T's, and just launched a brand new show, Cord Killers, at cordkillers.com. If you're into the over-the-top set-top box, Roku, Apple TV-type stuff, join myself and Brian Brushwood. First episode's coming this Monday.
And I just want you to know, if you want to state on your website that Santa endorses your podcast, then I'm totally fine with that. Everything that you do is just brilliant.
You're just drunk, Santa. Go home.
No.
Also available for Justin Robert Young in the Amazon store.
No, I'm not. And Foxy, where the hell are you?
I'm on Twitter, Alex G. Fox, and I am co-chairman of the Tom Merritt Appreciation Society.
Jolly good.
Aren't we all?
Who's the other chairman?
Well, it was a Santa, but I'm beginning to think I'm going to kick him.
Okay. My name's Santa Claus. You can get me at the Santa Claus with a W. On Twitter, and I'll be bringing out my recommendations for Christmas still, Santa's advent calendar will be door 20 tomorrow, which should be jolly good. I gave you a call today to go with the call that I gave you 3 days before that, so you should have a completed call now, really.
So we have a matched set.
Well, yes, you need the final part, which comes on Christmas Day, which is the call I'm going to give you on Christmas Day. And I'll be back again next week.
Really slipped up, didn't he, son?
I have no idea when we'll be back.
What would you and Zach?
It's going to be here for the New Year special.
Ho, 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 children. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Be good.